This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. To you, then, comes the challenge as to what you will do in building upon the foundation which they have laid. These people whose civilization was marked by the kerosene lamp, the washtub, and the hoe, and the ox cart, disappointed the prophets who said they would be exterminated, and on the contrary, they enrolled themselves among the great. What will you do in the day of the moving picture, the radio, and the aeroplane? If we do not take hold where they left off and advance further in the service of truth and justice, we are unworthy to claim descent from such a noble people. These words were written by Dr. Carter G. Woodson over 100 years ago. In his text, The Heritage of the Negro, Dr. Carter G. Woodson embodied these words by committing his life to the discipline of African American history. Carter Godwin Woodson was born in New Canton, Virginia, on December 19, 1875, to James Henry and Eliza Ann Woodson. Woodson's parents, both formerly enslaved persons, recognized the importance of hard work and education and instilled the desire into their son. Hearing relatives recount the experiences of slavery and being involved in the Black church played a critical role in Woodson's consciousness. A few months before his 20th birthday, Woodson enrolled in Frederick Douglass High School. An exceptional student, Woodson graduated from high school in 2 years and began at an integrated Berea college, earning his bachelor's in 1903. After college, Woodson would travel abroad, teaching in several countries, and as Woodson spent time overseas, he mastered skills in historical research and foreign languages. Upon Woodson's arrival back in the United States, he immediately went back to school to earn a second bachelor's in 1907, a master's in history and romance languages in 1908, and was accepted to Harvard University, where he graduated with a PhD in history in 1912. Dr. Woodson is known as the first person of slave ancestry and the second Black American to earn a PhD. In 1915, Dr. Woodson founded the ASNLH, the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History, which still exists today under the acronym the ASALH, or the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. The effort to continue to provide resources for writers in the discipline of African American history and culture, Woodson continued with the Journal of Negro Life and History in 1916. His most recognized contribution came in the establishment of Negro History Week in February 1926. By strategically placing Negro History Week during a time Black Americans already celebrated the birthdays of Frederick Douglass and President Abraham Lincoln, Woodson was able to encourage a deeper exploration of the Black experience. With the observations from his global travels and the urge to see inclusive historical education, Woodson wrote the landmark text, The Miseducation of the Negro, in 1935. In the text, he observes, real education means to inspire people to live more abundantly, to learn, to begin with life as they find it and make it better. Woodson acknowledged in learning African American history, students were being prepared to become productive and balanced adults. In 1976, Negro History Week became nationally recognized as Black History Month. Although Woodson would not see Black History Month come to fruition, his spirit is present with those who take time to celebrate the month every year. The efforts of Dr. Woodson to build on the foundation is now an action step that modern-day historians live to exemplify each day. Today, we honor the incredible life and legacy of Dr. Carter G. Woodson.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can learn more about the series online at KUAF.com/reflections.